A report released yesterday about COVID-19 in Arkansas from the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences projects an especially grim future for the state. Michael Hiblin with KUAR in Little Rock had a conversation with one of the lead researchers.
This report comes at a troubling time for the state, with recent weeks showing new cases up, hospitalizations up, deaths up. Joining me to discuss this is Dr. Ben Emick, Associate Dean for Research at the College of Public Health. Sir, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Michael.
A lot to digest here, and as I said, this comes at a pretty grim time for the state when it looks like we may be on a third surge here. First, I guess, give me a summary of what you're finding looking here at the next 15 and 30 days for Arkansas.
Well, thank you, Michael, and thank you for having me on the program. It's not good news, to put it bluntly. The Delta variant is a very nasty variant of COVID-19. It transmits more easily. It infects more completely, and it likes not just old people with illnesses, but young people. So it's, if you were building a smart virus and looking at the pandemic and wanted a virus that would continue to grow and move, this is it.
Yeah, it's impacting younger people and much more quickly. They're becoming sick. The report says that the test positivity rate in Arkansas is over 20%, which is five times the national average. What does that mean?
Well, that means that for everybody who's getting tested, one in five is positive. So it's bad. It means we have massive community spread. It means that the positivity rate is reflecting what you and I both know, Michael, that this is bad news. And that's in a context of not a lot of testing. So you could imagine what would happen if we were really doing the testing that we should be doing from a public health perspective, to really be doing surveillance. But we've all been on the bandwagon of getting everybody vaccinated. So what we're really paying attention to is just the vaccination numbers, which is great because we know that A, the vaccination is very effective and it's safe. Two, we know that people who get vaccinated don't get sick. They're less likely to be hospitalized. And three, we know that almost everybody, and let me just say this again, almost everybody who's getting COVID now is not vaccinated. This is an epidemic of the unvaccinated in Arkansas, and we need to understand that.
It's a point the governor has been attempting to make as he's been traveling around the state holding town hall meetings. But it's also noted in the report that it's very timely that people need to get vaccinated as soon as possible, because it may be, 5 or 6 weeks even before a vaccine fully takes effect, and we're seeing such a spike right now.
Yes, well, we're seeing the beginnings. We're really at the beginning stages here, and that's what scares me more than anything else. This is going to get much worse, in my opinion, before it gets better. I mean, imagine that we have this very bad variant. Imagine that we have a state where you're really not seeing a lot of movement in the number of people getting vaccinated. If you look at our figures on the last page of the report that shows improvements in vaccination, it's just really small. It's like a big number is 4% improvement in a county. That shouldn't be the case. If you look at those and then you imagine that we don't have a vaccine for anybody under 12 and that school's starting. So you're going to have all these kids now back in school spreading germs, which is what kids do. College kids coming back. Again, not a large number of the high school kids got vaccinated. I mean, there's no excuse that it shouldn't be 100% in Arkansas, but that's not what it's going to be. And then on top of that, you then have winter coming. And there's a reason we talk about winter as flu season, because flu is a respiratory disease and COVID is a respiratory disease. So we could be looking back in January and going, oh my gosh, those were the good old days in the middle of July. And, you know, really, really be worried about stuff. You know, and this is in a context where, you know, we have a governor that's going town to town trying to do the best he can, but he's been constrained by law to not mandate anything. So, I mean, he can do the best he can, asking people to do the best they can without requiring anything.
What advice do you have for parents at this point? I've got a 9-year-old daughter looking forward to getting back to school in a few weeks. For parents whose kids are too young to get vaccinated, what advice do you have?
Well, first, my advice is, boy, I'm glad I'm not you. I have a 36-year-old and she's fully vaccinated. My advice would be work with your child or your children to get them to understand the importance of wearing a mask all the time. And so that even when their friends yell at them, they still wear the mask. Make the mask personal. Make it something that's an expression of them. You know, do anything to do that. Make sure they understand the importance of washing hands. I mean, all of us as kids don't do that as much as we need to. And really, at this point, you emphasize it. And the social distancing matters. So do that in the household. By the time the kid gets to school, they should understand these things and be doing it. So that's unfortunately a responsibility on parents in the household. But schools need to be protecting your children as well. Do they have the right ventilation systems? Yet you have to start controlling this, because otherwise, I don't know who's going to do it.
The report says that in the next 15 days, 16,000 new cases are expected. Tell me first the determination, how obviously this is made from Department of Health data, but how is this number reached?
Well, we have a model that we've developed over time, and that model has changed over time because of the nature and the shape of the epidemic. I mean, to me, Michael, the three sets of numbers that strike me in this report, the first one is by the end of July, more than 6,000 Arkansans will die. That's a lot of people dead from a disease. And I don't think we ever really appreciate the significance of that and the meaning of that. And especially given the fact that most of these people die without their family in the room or any of these other things because of the, you know, infection control measures that are put in place. And I can bet that's an underestimate of actually the number of people that have died. The second thing is that there's going to be 37 new hospitalizations a day over the next 2 weeks. That's compared to what it was a month ago, maybe six. With an average age of under 50, these are young people. And of those, 20 are going to go into intensive care every day. Now, that's a huge number. It wasn't that way in the past. In the past, it was about a third went into intensive care. Now it's over half. That just tells you how severe this virus is. The bottom line on that is hospitalizations are going up rapidly. I mean, everybody is worried about that in the state because, as we know, we have to put people places. And we're starting to already see the beginnings of the system being stretched further than it should be. But the third thing is, historically, the people that are being hospitalized are people that are 60 to 74, older people, people with chronic conditions. That's changed.
It's now younger people. Yeah.
In 2 weeks, 35 to 59-year-olds are going to overwhelm the 60 to 74-year-olds. They're going to surpass them in terms of the numbers hospitalized. That's the working age of Arkansans. That's our economic productivity. So, and this is going to do nothing but get bigger and bigger until we solve this problem.
That's Dr. Ben Amick, Associate Dean for Research at the UAMS, Faye W. Bozeman College of Public Health. Sir, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin.